Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Border Crossers Destroying Farmland, Threatening U.S. Food Supply. By John Binder on June 8, 2023. Unprecedented levels of illegal immigration under President Joe Biden are threatening the nation's food supply as border crossers destroy crops on farms along the United States-Mexico border. Democrat presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. warns. This week, Kennedy visited the southern border to see firsthand the skyrocketing inflow of illegal immigration to the U.S. that has occurred under Biden's leadership. As part of the visit, Kennedy met with farmers along the border in Yuma, Arizona, where he said they described horrible conditions that are costing them thousands in the process, threatening the food that they bring to the tables of everyday Americans. I met with local farmers Corey Mellon, Alex Muller, Hank Haza, and Robert Barkley in Yuma, Arizona. Yuma County provides 90% of the green leafy vegetables, like iceberg lettuce, arugula, spinach, and broccoli, to American tables between November and April, Kennedy said. The tsunami of migrants walking across farm fields and defecating in irrigation canals threatens the safety of that food supply. Last year, one of their neighbors had to plow under 88 acres of broccoli and personally absorb the $10,000 per acre cost after migrants tainted irrigation water. Emphasis added. Illegal immigration, as Kennedy suggests, not only imposes economic burdens on Americans but also brings a host of quality of life issues. This week, for example, Kennedy said he was told by Yuma officials that their local hospital system is so overwhelmed with pregnant migrant women that American women are having to delay their scheduled due dates as a result. Likewise, as Breitbart News reported, Americans in border towns like El Paso, Texas, have had to deal with skyrocketing housing prices as more demand for housing drives up costs for those looking for property to buy. Today, the median sale price for a home in the U.S. is more than $400,000, well out of range for most first-time buyers as well as many working and lower-middle-class Americans. In El Paso, the median home price has reached close to $250,000, while 5 years ago the median home price was $150,000. Related, exclusive, Robert F. Kennedy meets with local official at the border. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.